Shin Tesvov Sich Vov Kishim Sadrin Chava Yerzu Al Gavizu Zer Al Gavizu Hachas Al Gavishtayim. So you're making piles of barrels. So when you do them, is you sort of offset and you put the second row over the gap between the first row. So really what you're making is an oil. You have the two walls, or the two chavis are the two walls. That's what Mishimer pointed out. See, here we see an example with just two walls alone is enough to be considered you're making mechitzas. And you have a gag on top. You have the barrel on top. So Chazal came along and said that that's a problem, and therefore you have to do it out of order. So you have to put the gag in place first and then the walls. So how do you do that? You hold the yarna in the air. You need more than one person to do this, obviously. You hold El Yonah in the air, and they put the two tachonis underneath it. You do not do it in the normal order.
So suppose one puts one barrel and the other puts the second barrel, and then they put them one at a time. Is that okay?
Is that again? What?
If what? Someone puts the barrel down, someone puts the barrel here, another person puts the barrel here, and then they put a barrel on top.
Well, that's the problem, because you're putting two.
One person didn't do the halacha. Didn't build the base.
You want to know if shnayim shalsu? Is that a problem?
Yes.
It's probably still a problem, because it's not any better than the case where the problem is putting the gag on top. Unless the two of them would put the gag on together, that might be shnayim shalsu. Interesting thought. Okay, mishaburas of katan chavtes lo yisader. So the problem over here is you're making an oil when you put the top one in place. So we said that the definition of an oil is that you need what's beneath it. It wasn't that you could put them right next to all the way up to each other and without a gap. You could not. You must have to leave a gap over here. So it's an interesting madrega of you want the aver there, even though it's not aver. You're not being mishtamish, but the aver, other than that, it's aver. Now the Bir Loch over here says esakasha was tavrshenim miskab. Now it's lo yisader. I'm mishabur. The point of Dabar Sheni Miskaven is you're doing X, and Y is resulting. So he is dragging the chair, and he has no intent to make a charitz, so that a charitz comes out. Over here, he wants to make this arrangement with these two things, with this on top, with the space in between. He wants all of the pieces. What you could argue maybe is like a mlocha shenasich l'gufa to some extent. But what Mr. Burr is really saying is that you want the aver b'neim, so you want that relationship between all the pieces. So that's called wanting the oil. So, if you would ask me that the case, I would not have assumed that this case was going to be usher. Right? I think there's an element of chiddush in it, but the myself is not usher.
So, how is this normal? You put the barrel here, another barrel on top. Where's the usable part of the yellow?
No, because the Mishabura says that
they put them close together.
That they needed to leave air in between, because otherwise the barrels would
rock. Yeah, right, so there's a little air in between, but not.
That's the amount, that's the oil. Whatever the amount was that you're leaving in between.
And what use is that oil? If I put a couple
of... The use is to have the aver. It's a new scenario, which we haven't had until now. That the usage is having aver. I'm not going to be mishtamshes with the aver for something else.
You can't.
So the hishtamshes is having the aver. That's the hishtamshes. It's not the mela that there's aver there. I simply want to put Avra, I want to have this relationship of an air gap between them. That's the chiddush over here.
All
right. Was that it? Okay, so therefore in Zion, it says, Mutter l'honiach sefer echad mikan, v'sefer echad mikan, v'echad l'gabeyan, hol v'einu tzorek l'avra shetachdeyan. But over here, I'm making the same arrangement, I'm making the same pyramid with a gap in between. It says, Mutter, because you're not doing anything with the airspace in between.
Well, what are you doing with the airspace in the previous case? You're doing something with the airspace?
You need to have the airspace. That's what you're doing with it.
So here too, why don't you need to have the airspace?
Why do you need to have airspace?
The books are going to get damaged if there's no air.
Okay, when you're storing barrels, you're storing them. I'm talking about putting a safe on the table. So, you know, not going to say, well, if you put them too close to each other, they're going to damage. They're not staying here forever. Right? You're talking about putting on the table. Is that talking about putting on the bookshelf?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now he wants us to understand the problem over here. When we have a problem, what are you doing that you're piling up swarm and pyramids? So the case was that you need all of them, so you bring them to the table, so you pile them in whatever way you pile them. You cannot use a sefer to raise another sefer. So you're okay. What's your purpose, Mr. Sefer, bottom sefer? You're a heightener for the upper sefer. That's us. I'm walking around and sitting close down. Matel matel lahatir. Chem chayodim kol amadal sif memches kosef diyesh lahatir. So to do it for something else, other purposes would be also, you can't use the sefer for other purposes, but to help to facilitate learning by making the upper sefer higher, the Magen Rama says it's mutter, not like the Taz.
Oh, you can't use, like for instance, if I put one sitter on top of another sitter, so that I'm using the lower sitter almost like a shtender, that's usser?
Did you just listen to what I said? The Taz says it's usser, the Magen Rama says it's mutter. So what are you asking?
Well, part of it is that I walked in the middle, so I wasn't sure of the context.
Right, right.
And was this only forum that are limudei, you know, for learning, or does it even refer to like a sitter?
Sitter also. Yeah.
So basically, there's who to rely on that you can do it. There's also who to rely on that you can't do it.
Correct. The interesting, the Mishnah Berurah, we have the Mishnah Berurah before. Mishnah Berurah spoke about it. He quoted the Heter. In Kuvlan Dala, where the Magen Avraham is, he just quoted the material. He didn't mention the Oyster over here.
So again, it's the Magen Avraham who says that it's fine?
Yeah, right. So the Iker Pesach seems to be that it's mutter, but obviously, if a person can stay away from it, he should stay away from it.
So if I pile up books.
Now, but the Taz does say the following. If the Sefer already is in place, there's no way of putting something on top. Right. The only problem is to start gathering things together to make your pile, to be able to make your safer higher to learn from.
But that's only according to the Taz. According to my Magen Avraham, you can do that?
Correct.
So I was going to ask, so piling up is not making a migdol?
Okay, for what purpose? Bona?
You put the sitter on so you can see it better. You're near sighted, very near sighted. You have to have the sitter high up. And you don't want, you're weak, you can't hold it. So you want this pile of sorry anymore. Books,
yeah,
so.
They're not mechubber at all anyway. They wouldn't be called by now.
Right. And forgive me for belaboring this point, but if you put a sitter on top of, let's say, I don't know, obviously not a chumash, but a lower level safer, that's also mutter according to Magen Avraham, or only swarm of the same kind can be put one on top of the other according to him?
Okay, that's more, that's it's a fair question. You know, you can't involve all the details right now, but it would not necessarily automatically be okay. Right? There is a higher, is some level of, according to many poskim, there is a level of hierarchy between different types of swarm.
So what kind of swarm could you put a sitter on top of?
It's an interesting question. But putting a sitter on top of a sitter is sure is okay. Putting a sitter is for tefillah purposes. The Magen Avraham is matir it for learning purposes. I can put a sefer on top of a sefer. A sefer's function is learning. I want to put a sefer on top of a sefer for learning purposes. I want to put a sitter on top of a sitter. A sitter is made for tefillah. It's for tefillah purposes. I want to put a sitter on top for tefillah purposes using a learning sefer. Not everybody holds it, but it's okay. You should probably try and avoid that.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so the reason why it's mutter is because ain't tzarich la'avra shetachteyim. So you're spreading a tablecloth across the table. And the tablecloth is hanging down. I feel imagias smuchas loris, and they reach. Sometimes they reach even down to the ground. But your mamash making an oil, right? So the aim is a mishum oil. It's not considered making an oil. Kim and dein sorach l'arvish atachas l'shulchut. Okay, but oy kim mishum mashem munach l'shulchut ain't by mishum oil and shein shom chalal bein l'shulchut mutar gam ayetzim imenu. So he says two arguments. He says, first of all, you have no intent to make an oil over here. That's not the point of laying the tablecloth over here is making an oil. Number one. And number two, the main part of what you're putting down is what's on the table. Everything else is just an extension of that. And that's so if the main thing is not considered an oil, what's extending is not considered an oil as well. Okay. Fine. Zion. No, Ches. Kol oil meshupa shein begagur tefach. V'pochaz meshlosh somach legagur rechav tefach. Reis oil aroi. So the definition of an oil is that it has to be a flat one, at least one tefach which is flat. And now he says it doesn't necessarily have to be one tefach which is flat. I can use lavud to create my flat tefach. So what's the case of lavud? I have a very pointy oil, and so if I would measure the top three tefachim, that from the top to just less than three tefachim down, that's lavud. It has widened to a space of a tefach from the point down to there. We look at that as if it's flat because it's in such a small distance. It's less than three tefachim. It's widened to a tefach. It's equivalent to if it would be flat and be a tefach.
Don't I need two edges to make lavud though? Here's the top going down to the space.
It's the top being the top point down to here, is if it's lavud teacher. It's all like one unit.
Right, but doesn't I thought lavud required something here and something here, and if they're less than three tefachim, this is within three tefachim of the ground. It takes lavud to the ground. I don't need two edges to make lavud to fill in the gap between two things. Here I'm going from a point to nothing to a lot of air.
Well, not really. I'm going down the gag on this side and down the gag on this side and saying that this point to this point in the gag is all one unit.
Right, but...
So therefore...
This is my top. Right. This is my three tefachim.
No, this is my three tefachim.
That's your three tefachim.
I'm measuring down three tefachim from...
The diagonal roof.
Not the normal roof.
So we consider it as if it's all one unit. So it's like it's flat. So, if it doesn't have a gag of a tefach, and it doesn't have pochim shloisha samach a gag of roich of tefach, if it's very steep, and even within that distance you have not reached a width of a tefach, so later on it reaches a tefach wide, but that's not an oil. That's a pointy thing. That's not considered an oil for our purposes. Okay, so the Mishabur Lama Bates, Kol Oil. Hanafilo sold the cabal, she's kaim coming yami, come welcome, keem and shang vigago tefak, lechoshabrak oil arroy. So the permanence over here is not going to be the only defining element. It's considered an oil arroy because it's made in a way which is not the normal way you're mishtamish with an oil. Okay. Mashupa. Vahua denim also hagag bishava. Now, so it discusses an oil mashupa. Why are you discussing an oil mashupa? Means that it's at an angle. It's relevant if the thing is flat also. If it only expands to a tefach after going down from the top more than three tefachim, then it's like there's no oil there. So you have a you can create, turn this from being pointed to be equivalent to being flat. It's like there's an oil tefach there. Shema gago tefach. Avol im yesh begago tefach choshev oil kevav v'chayim. We're talking about a case where you put it in there permanently, and it has a gag of a tefach, so that's oil kevav. Shekemet sino oil a tuma tefach. The shear for tuma oil is a tefach. V'davka shesol l'kevav. Avol aroy. But if in reality its nature was temporary, and shapor sotzelos al gabi dalav amudim, av sheish v'gag v'kama tvochim isur rak min rabbonim. So the chayiv of the rice, it has to be an oil kava, and we're saying now there's a requirement of an oil of a tefach. But if it's only a kava, since it's not considered kava, but it's too narrow, potter. Hanimichatas ablasim rabbonim zero to oil kava. Vayim agan rama shekolzechu das rifa rama ma'avul das rashi v'rosh. So there is a sheet that holds once it's no oil tefach, it's nothing. Nothing at all. It's mechitzes. It's not oil.
There's no tefach
in this time. Right. According to Rashi and the Rosh, it should be mutter lechatchila. Correct. V'ashulchan Aruch sosim kedas arif ha-ram. So he's passing Leisr. If you have it in conjunction with the fact that it's there with an element of permanence, so the Bimas is also Mirabon. Okay.
What? Also Mirabon and Mask?
There'll be Maskim.
Mask.
Yeah. Now, take a look over here. The Bir Halacha deals with the umbrella. So we can do that Bir Halacha. Okay. Different maskal tefach. Pinel debar nesias umbrillo. Right, regards to carrying an umbrella. Who agagas and noisim al roshim with the akam of aksham. People carry that over their heads to protect them from the rain or from the sun. Moshenu karanus a parasol. They refer to it as a parasol. So rabba achran and bezeb sifrem. This is a major topic of discussion. Many argue that this is considered making to opening them is considered making an oil. In the case where you have kavana the shem oil, which means you're making this as a protection from the elements. I feel a b'shul gag levad below mechitzas gam ken yesh yisur. So there's an isur just with the gag alone. Was that parasol nami halom miskaven lahogim neyakam v'kshomim? Okay, so your goal is to do it for the purpose of protection.
Okay,
so it's awesome. Now, Zakti Mishabura, Vena Daima, Laki say, I skipped, no? Vena Daima, Vena Daima, Laki say, Trasko, Hamvura, Besef, Helahatu. The case of the Kisei Trasko, the chair which was had the pieces attached to each other, and you would just expand it, and it's mutter. You're just basically opening it out. So they would open it up and they would have to tie it down. That was the original parasol. Some of you have like these big beach umbrellas that you have by over a table. Yeah. You open them up, you have to tie them down, right? So. Or lamido lahatka achakach mitata b'chut shel barzel. There's kimin hagenu. Kedeshal yismoyter lagag mitzav. You have to move a metal bar up in place to hold it in place. You have to click something in. So it's not just opening it up because you have to expand it, then kick and click something in place to hold it in place. So that's not like the case of the chair. Just open it up and it's automatically done. Over here, just opening it is not enough. You have to do something to make it stay like that. Otherwise, it's going to collapse. The ulcer. So that's why this case is worse, and it's ulcer.
Yeah, but this is not the situation of what we generally call an umbrella.
Really?
Well, it's not though. He said this is something.
Your umbrella, you don't have to click it in place. It shouldn't collapse. Of course you
do. Yeah, it sounds to me as though this is something that stands in place. It's a kind of umbrella that's over a table that people.
They also have a thing that you click in place to hold it in place.
Yeah, right. But it sounds like it's not to be moved around.
But was this in
the gagas on noisim al rosh, the gagas which people carry over their heads when they are chamo?
That's the case. Yeah, but then afterwards he seemed to change the thruster.
Okay.
Doesn't that sound like there's another piece you have to go and put another mechanism on it and attach it, yeah, rather than just it opens and it clicks into place, a built-in mechanism, you just go boom?
I understand, but I think that the car should not make a difference. The point he's saying is, in the case of the kisei, once you open up, it's done. You don't have to do anything to hold it in place.
And a folding table, it clicks into place, and I slice it. You don't have to hold it in there. We're not there with those.
Well, a folding table is not made the same oil over here.
Neither is the kisei shulchan sculpt comparing to that. It's a simple act of opening. But this is not. This is a complicated act which requires an additional step after you unfurl it.
I don't think his point is the level of complication. The point over here is that kisei yismoitet hagag mimatzovay. The fact that. So the Rambam adds a kinach that the heter over there of the fact that it's ready to open is not sufficient. It's also in conjunction with the fact that that's not how you make an oil. Shumafarish kisa traskel shnei devorim traskel who came in sal. Okay.
What?
So if the Rambam says that the head over there is because it's not derech asiyas oil, which means in the case of the parasol, where it is derech asiyas oil, it's going to be osir. Okay. The next step I don't want to get involved in. He goes on the cheetah to hold it to the raisa.
I'm sorry?
He gets involved in the cheetah to hold it to the raisa. Then he says, well, okay, in the last line of that page. Sherman Absher Yirchik Mizem Ma'oid. Because it's not who in the Hashash oil. The Surah Rak Mahomokim Shanoisa. If they're worried about carrying it. Okay. Fine.
He's also just discussing the act of opening, not using a part previously opened, or if it was open at Tefach we saw earlier. Then there is not getting involved in.
Right, he doesn't touch that case.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but wouldn't that be also just all more signs?
I don't know, you know. The Chayyim actually does talk about it. Chayyim says even once it's ready in place, he holds a tosser. Mishabur does not touch that case. Mm-hmm. Okay, what time is it? Good. Tess. Okay, so now, it's another one of these cases that I cannot tell you that I would have necessarily halacha not been given to me. I would not necessarily have assumed that this case is going to be problematic. Okay, so Mishameris, so you have the sediment in the wine. It's called Shmorim. So the act of removing that, you put it through a type of a strainer, which is called a mishameris, and the way it's made is you have a circle, you have an opening, you have a circle, metal circle thing, and you have a very fine knit garment cloth which is made in the form of a bag, and you put it around the opening so the bag hangs down. You pour the wine through and it holds the shmorim and lets the wine out.
So it's a strainer, basically.
It's a cloth strainer, yeah.
And what are you going to do with this sediment? Throw it away, or are you going to use it for something?
I don't know.
And I mean, wouldn't this be us on Shabbos, you know, just on because of straining?
Or
that is true. But okay, now the question over here is: Can I set up the mishmeres? Can I put the cloth into this? Into its circular top.
It's like its holder.
So is that mutter to do? So Shir Shatolin I saw losses Bashmorim the Sananon Umoiskan Pial the Khotzad, Khosha Basias oil Bosalin Tois.
It's upside down.
One second. So what do you do with the shirt? You put a kli underneath it and the wine goes through the Mishmeres, it filters through and then it goes down into the kli underneath. So it comes out to this, the sack functions as an oil over the kli, which is on the bottom. So Chazal asked that. So just setting it up is going to be problematic. So therefore, even on Yom Tov, for example, which Barer is mutter, but you cannot set up the Mishmeres on Yom Tov, because it's problem making an oil. Mishmeres.
But I mean, that's not at all your intention. Your intention is to make a strainer.
That's true.
So
let's see Mishmer. Menir the osikim in sack shakar and lugan zak. It was made up with this type of very fine material, and it's in a bag shape. You know, what's the number looking for? Not a specific shape right now. Just a bag, a sack. Murachav pesuach l'mala v'sosam v'chadud l'mat. So on the top, it's wider, and the bottom, it becomes more narrow. You put the sharp, pointy part through the hole of the kli. And you put the top one around the top of the kli. So basically, you could actually do it on the kli itself. You could use the container itself without a separate thing. You could, if you have a deep container, you could put the top of it around the rim of the container, and the bottom would hang down inside the kli. So you're covering over the whole kli. So when you do this, when you're covering over the whole kli, it's considered you're making an oil over the kli, and it's a problem.
Yeah, but up until now, I understand that the oil is something that's used to protect something in it or under it. And that's not the point here. Here the ohel is, if it's an ohel, what's under it is a collection object.
It's a collection device or a collection kli.
Yeah.
So it's a good question. That's why I was mocked to the sif that you're going to predict that had we not had Chazal to host cases also, we not have had it also. I was already mocked in that before we started the sif because I knew we were going to have this problem.
How is this different than a cover on any cover on a kli? I put a cover on a pot.
You should know that that's not such a bad question. Right?
Why?
because at Echanami it seems to be later that in a case where I'm putting a cover on something and there is a gap of a tefach between the contents and the cover, so it's going to be problematic.
Well hold on.
So we're talking over here that there's a gap of a tefach.
If there's a gap, there's no cover, things will spill out. I mean, what comes from
No, I have a deep pot, and the contents are down here,
yeah.
And the top of the pot is up here.
Right. Okay.
So there's a gap of a tefach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, between the contents.
So these things that I think are called sippy cups, that little kids use, is that the question about that?
And
they're not a tefach wide on the top, so it's not an oil.
Well, it has to be a tefach wide.
Yeah, okay.
So, but the question is more, you have a pot of chicken soup.
What about a big old cup of coffee that you see people walking around with these days? And if it starts, like, yeah, exactly, what you're drinking from right now.
It's not Shabbos.
It's not a type of wine on top.
It's also not Shabbos, but that's not the point. The point is that if it were Shabbos, and if the cup were just a little bit bigger, and what about if, okay, when you start, maybe it's full of coffee, but as you walk and you drink... Let's say you're walking to shul Shabbos morning with your nice big, you know, mega cup of coffee, and you're drinking as you're walking, and now what started out with less than a tefach now has more than a tefach by the time you're halfway to shul. Is it only when you put the
so you know what? I'll tell you what. We're going to get to the case. It's a case here in Simen Shin Tetzvav. It's Sipyut Gimel. So we're going to discuss all the details about it when we get to the end of the. What constitutes this covering, and when is it a problem, when is it not a problem? And Shapur really discusses it fairly well. But the point I'm saying, that what you're asking me, that, you know, well, you can put a cover on a kli, that's not so, that answers that question. That is a good question. It's not so simple. Now, but the question which Irving is asking is, but that your kavod is not l'shem oil. You're
trying to protect your coffee.
On the other hand, you do have a situation over here where you have machitzas, and you have a gag, and there is some element of Haganah on the contents inside that you're using by putting the thing on top. So it does approximate, it's not that you're being mishtamish with the airspace underneath, but the covering is there to protect what's inside. So why is it any different than our umbrella, which is it's there to protect me from the rain coming down. Here's to protect the contents from the dirt falling in, whatever it is. So it's not so right. Now, but Mishnah is not so distant to understand that such a concept exists. Now,
Weit is further.
Is the Yiddish word for distance?
Like weit is further.
Mm-hmm.
Yiddish.
Okay. Fine. Also, Rabbanan, I believe that Hamashemeres kishihitshtucha. Just to hang it when it's already hanging down without spreading it out, just like hanging on a nail without a kli underneath it, mutter, the fill oil, a royal chash, it's not considered an oil roy. So hanging a kli, so you're asking the chara, I can't hang a pot. If I have like a hook on the wall and I want to hang my pot on the hook, so I just made an oil because it's like it's wide, you know, it's overcoming the thing beneath it. That would not be a problem. Okay.
It's what? Overcoming the thing?
It's overhanging over whatever's beneath it. It's shadowing what's beneath it. Okay.
What?
If I would take a pot, a wide, big white pot, and it comes with a handle, and I want to hang it on a hook. So now I could argue.
But Rabbi Levi,
it's creating this oil underneath it. I'm talking to you too. It's very nice. Very nice to get something else when I'm talking to you. Right?
Yeah. But it covers.
So we could argue it's like creating an oil underneath it, but that's not your kimono. It's not. That's bechal. Not what you're doing. So that's mutter. Okay.
How could you argue it's like creating an oil?
It's like this big, right? And underneath it, there's. It's acting as an oil. Wonder what's beneath it. We could argue that.
Underneath, towards the floor.
Yeah. Okay. Now.
But it is.
Correct. The next two sifim deal with this idea of taking spreading out a garment, a piece of cloth, whatever it is, to be as a covering over something, as a canopy over something. Okay? So, talis kefula, you take a piece of cloth, talis, and it's folded. So, let's say, for example, you would have a bed, and you have one post at the head and one post at the foot, and the two posts are standing up. And then there's a beam which runs from the two posts. So I take this folded cloth and I put it over the beam, and it will hang down the two sides of the bed, one to the right side, one to the left side, and it will act as some type of protection over the. So I could do that. For the, you know, the case of the bed, I could do that. The case, you know, that the example is not exactly a bed. That's going to be next if we'll deal with the case of a bed. But I would do that over a table, over an area, whatever it is. So, so we should argue that it's you're making it some type of an oil. Okay. So what about the case over here, though? If it was already in place, it was already hung over the beam before Shabbos. So it's already hanging there, doubled over across this beam. So now I want to come now on Shabbos. I want to spread it. And it has chutim, and it has like at the end, it has straps, I guess, which are made there to, when you pull it to the side, to tie it down. So it's clear that its function is to be spread. So it's already in place; it has not been spread. But we know that its purpose is to spread because it has these straps which are there, which indicate that's its purpose. Mortal in Taisa, or mortal farka. So you're allowed to spread it on Shabbos, and you're allowed to undo it. It's not considered steer when you take it apart. V'chein aparoiches. Now, the same thing with you. If you want to just hang a curtain in front of something, that's mutter. Now, the Mishabura is going to say the word v'chein over here is misleading. Because it sounds like from the way we're presenting, it's only mutter because you have these straps. So that indicates that it's the plan is to spread it. But hanging a curtain in front of something, even though there's no straps there, would be permitted. Again, you're not attaching it at all. That, you know, not getting involved in the issues of the malacha of attaching it. But our question is just simply hanging the curtain. Is that problematic? And the answer is not problematic, even if there are no chutim. So the word b'chein is misleading. You know what? Let's just read through quickly the next set. We'll do Mishaburas tomorrow, Rez Hashem. I just want to, you know, get the feel for the cases. Kilas Chasanim. So that's a case where it's over the bed, and there is the gap which I gave you, that there is a post by the head of the bed, a post by the foot of the bed, and there's a beam which goes across, and then you would spread over that this cloth. Shem begaga tefach. The width in the middle is not a tefach. Well, pachas mishlosh shasamach legaga rechav tefach. And when it spreads out, it's not. It goes more than three tefachim before it hits the width of a tefach. Halshi musukenas akach mutal in toisav mutal farka lushla tehemis hashelus me'ala mita tefach. So now he says, however, he adds, so that's basically the same case as we had before, but he's adding a kenetch over here that it continues down below, beyond the bed. So you're making mechitzas as well, besides making the oil, which is not an oil, but you're making mechitzas around the bed. So that might be problematic when Mishra will, similar to the Shulchan Aruch, that's problematic if it goes, continues further below the bed, a tefach, you made an oil of the bed itself and the walls hanging down below the bed, which are a tefach deep. So that's like you made an oil of the bed and those mechitzas going beneath the bed. So your oil over the bed is not your problem. Your problem is the bed and the walls hanging beneath it, which are going to be problematic. And we'll see some pratim about that in Mishabur. Okay.
What's a tefach deep?